Blog Talk Radio.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi. Flash?
Yeah, we're about to go on.
Okay.
We're on. Go ahead, Flash.
Okay. Welcome, everybody, to Woman Spirit Rising. And if you're all living on the same planet I am, and it's okay if you're not, we welcome everybody. But we all need some blessings. And that's what this song is all about. Blessings falling like rain.
They say the third time's the charm.
blessings falling like rain. Don't we need them everywhere, all around the world? We've been having some funk around, and that was a very funky blessings from my band, the Blues Sisters. It's a tune that I wrote for the CD, Phases of the Silver Moon, a couple of years ago. Hope you enjoyed that. And we can't go on without thanking profusely Gwen, who is not on the mic with us tonight. Gwen Holden Barry and Here Be Monsters, Daughters of Isis, for the opportunity to do this show. And we're going to be missing her tonight.
Yes.
Tonight,
yes,
we are getting a preemptive spirit here onto summer solstice, which is coming right up on June the 21st. And our focus will be summer solstice, and we'll be following our desires and expanding our reality. I thought that would be something good for us as a group and certainly for the whole planet. Who doesn't want to be following their desires at this point and trying to put that in place and expanding our reality? What could be better? So that is going to be our focus and our invitation to all of you to join us for this program. And we'll be just sharing some sacred knowledge with you and to help the planet rise to a more satisfying and expansive path. My name is Flash Silvermoon, and I am a priestess of the Rainbow Goddess tradition, and I'll be weaving our circle for tonight, but with wonderful, wonderful co-priestesses who will help make this a reality. And we'll have Pandora Lightmoon. You'll be hearing her on the flute in a little bit. And Nicole Tomasini is actually pressing the buttons for the eve. And we'll have Ra, Amarta Fio. Hope I said it close.
You did. Yay.
All right. All right. And dear, dear Cindy Lepore will be joining us from underwater.
I'm honored.
You know, I figured you'd like that spot.
Yeah, I'm blowing bubbles of joy already.
All right. And, you know, I know that we bring this energy to you. Hopefully you enjoy it as well as we do, because we all feel like $1 million when we're done.
Yes.
So may that spread and spread and spread. Our job here really is to raise the vibe for the tribe. And if you're listening, you're part of the tribe. That's for sure. And we want to share this also with the people in Turkey, especially those who are watching and doing nonviolent action in the park. We really support them. And the people in struggle all over in Brazil, and name a place where people aren't in struggle. It's more like it.
Yeah.
It's quite the time. And our circle rotates. Some come in, some go out, and we're offering up a cauldron full of tasty gumbo. And we're providing this, these spiritual women that are surrounding me. This may give you a template if you're not used to doing ritual, or if you're just looking for a safe place for spiritual sisterhood. Pull up a chair or a tree, or don't pull it up, though, all the way out. You can sit by one, but join us and light your smudge, perhaps light your candle. I've been spritzing around with some of the nice gem elixirs that I make, and did a bit of golden armor. I always like that before we work. And I've got a co-pilot here. My dog, Happy, is sitting right next to me. She said, I'm going to make sure everything goes right. You humans are limited. So, you know, sometimes you need a good animal around. And I invite all of you to join us as we reweave the luminous crystalline web that surrounds the planets, including all the interlocking sacred sites, methodically aligned to the planetary healing and elevation needed at this special time. So without more talk, I would like to invite Ruth Ann, who usually occupies other areas, to call in the East for us.
Okay. Watchtowers of the East, of air, the gentleness of dawn, we ask that you be with us now as we celebrate the dawning of summer solstice. Blessed be and welcome.
Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Flash silver moon occupying my place in the south. Well, that's an interesting occupy, isn't it? All hail, guardians and watchtowers of the south, corner of fire and passion, the place that we definitely want to bring in to our sphere this evening as we get ready for the solstice. That corner of fire, let it be good fire. Let the places where we're having fire out of control be gentled by Pele. Let her bring her fire into our hearts that we are proud and courageous in fighting the good fight, that we stand up with that fire in our belly to move forward and engage in the telling of truth courageously and wisely, and with great compassion for the planet. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Blessed
be. I call in the essence of water from the west, from the oceans, from the wisdom of the whales, the mermaids, and the cleansing power of the salt coming from the ocean, that it filled the whole grid of the planet with purification and love. I bring in the essence of water.
Blessed be. Aho, ashe.
Blessed be.
And I call in the north and the earth. And I invite all of the creatures and physical and non-physical of the earth to join us on our spiritual quest here. And what I always like to pick a rune today is a hawk, which is vision and being able to see and pluck what you your treasures and scanning and seeing everything and from our place on earth. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Aho.
Blessed be.
Ashe. And Pandora, please call in the spirit with your healing pipe. Welcome, ancestors and multidimensional light beings. We'll light our ceremonial smokes and whatever spritz we prefer to bring in the water element. And if you have a candle to light, this would be the time. And if any of you have altars of your own and ancestors you want to praise, by all means, and if there's anyone in this circle that would like to speak for their ancestors, to their ancestors, this would be a good moment. Okay, I suspect that that was a silent reverence. And just a few words about the astrology of this time and why I chose the idea of expansiveness and following one's desires. The Sun and Jupiter will be conjoining in Cancer, and that's a big water sign. And we've also been having big water energy with a grand trine of all the water signs. So we've been having a lot of water stuff going on, but I can see where starting on the solstice, this could start to look more positive. But still, when you think of water for this time, it's living large. It's living very, very large because Jupiter expands everything. So this will be a time of expansion. And solstice is a time when we honor our sacred flame as we blaze, bringing our desires and creativity to a culmination all the way through to the harvest time of Lammas, which begins the 1st or 2nd of August. And one little P.S. Remember, June 26th begins Mercury retrograde till July 22nd. So those of us who've been around the block a time or two know exactly what that can mean. And for those who don't, think in terms of getting your ducks in a row and not boldly pushing forward until July 22nd, till after that point, so that you are not pushing the river. You want to get in with that beautiful watery flow and not be kicking and screaming going upstream when everything else is going downstream. It'll go much better that way. So, and should you want to know more about that, just go to my Astro Flash, which is on flashsilvermoon.com, and you can read as much astrology as you like about these times. And I think that our process here will work best by starting in the east. And Ruthann, if you might share with us how you would like us to connect using air to fulfill our desires and expansiveness, and just pass on your wisdom and suggestions for that.
When I think of air, always I think of incense and smell. And so actually I'm burning some incense right now. It's a fire incense because solstice, summer solstice, brings in the fire. So I always, and you know, air is such a wonderful, the east, it's always the beginning. And so the colors are yellow, maybe a light gray, lavender, pink, the colors of the sunrise.
And yeah.
For foods, popcorn, come on people, what could be airier than popcorn?
Just
airier
without GMOs.
Flame. Without the GMOs, yes, homegrown or from your farmer's market. But air stands for communication, and I think that is something that at this point in our history, probably more than any other, is something that is desperately needed among all of us. And so I would urge people to do something to open people's minds and hearts, because like Flash mentioned in the beginning, we have so many things going on all around the world. Every country is having problems, troubles, challenges, whatever you want to call them, and the way that we can get through them and have a better world is by communicating. So whatever that would be for you, whether it's making music and sharing it, doing the radio shows, writing blogs, just writing letters, the old-fashioned snail mail letters. Everybody, you know, everybody likes to get something in the mail. I don't know one person that doesn't, but yet we're not about sending things. But
right.
Send an email, something, but communicate, and not just with the people you always communicate with, but communicate with somebody else. You know, if it's somebody you admire, let them know. If somebody that knows something you'd like to learn, ask them if they'll help you. There's so many ways we can communicate, and what we can get from it will be a newer, better world. And on the subject of East chimes, any kind of chimes, a wonderful pan with a flute, all of these light things will be ways to draw the East in. So that's it for right now.
Well, that was really wonderful. Lots of good suggestions there in the East. And it's interesting because I drew 3 tarot cards right before we started. And the first card that came up was the 2 of Pentacles, which in my deck, which is the Wise Woman's Tarot deck, is called Rumor. And she was the Greek goddess of communication. Very interesting how these words that are really from the female lineage become negative.
Yeah.
Rumor didn't used to be a bad word, nor did chaos or so many other words that pertain to the womb or the mother or the female. So, you know, we're here to communicate and debunk and get people understanding. Because half of the problem, too, with communication is it's so hard for people to know what's true.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
From every which way, it's hard to know. Even we think, oh, well, you know, from this progressive section of the communication world, that's going to be true.
Mm.
Well, maybe not.
Maybe.
You know, sometimes you want to listen to what people are afraid of. And that may be a key to what's really going on.
Mm.
It's, you know, I found that when I was researching for doing my deck. But anyway, for my part, we can be thinking about flame. After all, I'm sitting in the fire corner, and that pertains to our candles, should we want to be using them. And, of course, you can't go wrong with red or orange. But if you need to bring in clarity, nothing wrong with white. And if you want to warm up your love mojo, if that's where your desires lie, then red is as hot as you want to go. But if you want to just have affection, you might start with pink. And if you need to just clean it all up and bring in a new world for yourself, white is really good so that you can begin anew. So if you have candles, you might want to light them at this point. And, you know, we know Venus and Aphrodite. Those are the Greek and the Roman goddesses that pertain to love and relationship. But don't forget Oshun. And she comes from the African and the South American world. She is the Orisha that makes everything sweet. And she's also the Orisha that shows us about creativity. So if you feel like honoring her, if you'd like to have more sweetness come into your home, you can offer honey, but be sure to taste it first. And cinnamon, loves that. And the number 5, so 5 nickels, 5 pumpkin seeds. She likes pumpkins, but don't cut them open because the pumpkin is her handbag. So it can kind of, if you're trying to work with her, that'll mess up your prosperity because that's her handbag. So we don't cut the pumpkins. So that's a little bit of basic strategic work with the Orishas and the goddesses of love. And I'd like to ask each of you in the group, and we'll go around, I'm in the south, so we'll go first to the water for me. I'd like to know, and maybe each of you can share what you desire and what you would like to fulfill between now and Lammas, which is the beginning of August, and a time of harvest. So, Cindy, what you got?
Well, water. We have lots of water. And right now we've got a whole lot of moon influence with the super moon coming in.
Yes.
The closest to solstice. So what I've been told is to create flow from the water, create cleansing from the water. You might want to, during this time, take lots of baths, beautiful salt added to the baths with cinnamon and sage and vanilla as an addition for love and cleansing, lots of sea salt. You may want to, in this process of cleansing and bringing in the new, and creating flow, put small bowls of salt water around your house. A bath with candles, yum yum. Do things that are very sweet for yourself. Very romantic and very loving. And from that loving space of flow from your heart, you can connect with anyone and raise the vibes for the entire planet. I call in the energies of the whale and the dolphin, bringing in bubbles of joy to add to the bubbles and baths that we're going to be taking in the next 30 to 60 days. And I ask that this beautiful flow of love and light and communication be sent throughout the golden grids that are going throughout the planet now. Bringing in love and light in a way that it's never been brought in before. Bubbles, perfect water, air combination. So if you get a chance to walk in the rain, absolutely. to feel the sensualness and the grounding of the water into the earth. And that's what my guides wanted me to tell y'all.
You got some good guides.
And
Nicole, would you like to share?
Sure. It's funny that you said walk, Cindy, because that's all I could hear was just simply take a walk and to bring in the earth and to bring everything that we think about, feel that's around us, and with each step, bringing it down into this physical mass, into a physical reality. And I take a lot of walks, and I find one walk that's helpful is to just notice. Funny that Hawk is the one that came, because that's what it was. This walk is all about is just noticing everything, the green of the grass and a bird that just flew by and thoughts that come up in your head and the way your feet feel when they hit the ground or the soil, or even if you can walk in the ocean, right? And notice how the focus is completely just that, even if it's for a few seconds. And with each time you say, wow, I just saw that and I was only in that moment, to think about something that you desire and maybe have some fear about and see what you can do about just walking that fear away. With every step, there it goes, you know, give it back to Mother Earth and she can cleanse it and bring your manifestation of what you really want there. So, and then walk with that feeling of, yes, I can have this thing. I can do all of this and tell Mother Earth that and tell everything that. And then keep walking and see what else you see. That's it.
That's a good lot. And Ra, what would your desire be, and how would you like to expand that?
My desire, the East, to do with the East, or
just
in
you, just personal,
general.
sorry.
Well, still back to communication, kind of thing. And the summer is going to be, for me personally, quite a learning experience, because I do believe that what we're doing on alternative media is so important. And I've got a couple people lined up so as tutors, because, you know, I am like as low-tech as they get. So I'm going to be learning much more about the radio particularly. And then websites and different things, different ways of communicating and getting the word out, getting people to hopefully open their minds and think and see what's going on. So I'm very excited about this summertime.
Well, my personal desire sounds a bit like yours, really, which isn't so surprising.
No, it isn't.
Since we're stirring the same pot here all together.
That's right.
You know, I believe it had, well, I'm on a bunch of radio shows. It's been brought to my sphere to be taken that on.
Mm-hmm.
And to expand, it's apparently no longer time for me to sit with a small group of people and teach them.
Exactly.
It's more time to get on as loud a microphone as I can and share to as many as I can, because the time is speeding up and there's no time for us to be sitting and just dragging our feet. It's all hands on deck, for the evolution is happening, and it can happen with us, it can happen without us, but it'd be a whole lot better with as many of us as possible. And so I do believe Spirit has put me on track to do more with the radio and to do more with my writing, to get my books published, to have that start to manifest. And so it is my sincere desire that I will put that in place as a first priority with my day, to work diligently to get my book about the animals out there, so that the relationship with people and animals can improve greatly, because that is really important. And then the other things that I'm working on as well, but that feels like my particular first order of business and a desire that I have that I'd like to expand. And at the risk of being bold, and why not?
Why not?
I would really like to see this work in particular find its way onto Oprah Sunday morning stage, because she is such an animal lover, and I feel
that
like I can give something to her that would be good for her personally. She gives so much to the planet. I'd like to give something back. Anyway, so those are my humble wishes for the next couple of months.
Okay.
Beautiful.
And
I'll pick up on that.
Yeah.
My desire is to bring everything that I've learned through all of this time of expansion and learning, and this show is certainly one of a very big part of it, as well as the consciousness shifts with Gwen. So all of these things that I've learned, to bring them all into the things that I've been doing my whole life, really, but now have come into three categories: singing, talk show host, or comedy, and spirit therapy, doing things like we're doing right now. And to have all of those come to fruition, or one or all, whoever wants to go first, if everyone wants to come through the door together, that's fine. It's a big door.
Yeah.
And bring it all and see what we got here, and really be able to mix it up and like you said, walk up to the big microphone and say natural, whatever it is, there you have it, and love doing it and love it afterwards. You know, as an artist, that's not always easy. we get a little judgy. So, you know, to have that whole flow, that's my desire.
Blessed we
be.
All got some good plans. Blessed be.
Yep. Oh, I guess it's my turn.
Could be.
I was what very quiet because what I've been experiencing has been blocks, big blocks, feeling stuck and not knowing quite where to go from here, which is stepping into the void and just being open to everything. And my desire is that to bring my little book, Bubbles and Billy Sandwalker, out to the world in a way that really serves the children and shows the parents who these children really are. I don't know how to do that right now. So I am into right now the stillness of waiting for the flow to happen. And it's been very funny because in the last month I've watched doors slam shut. And I'm just waiting for them to slam back open because I know they will. So
yes, they will.
My desire is to get this information out to the world, to create the animated film that would be perfect for this whole endeavor, and to create the money to do it.
Okay. Blessed be.
Blessed be. Well, you got a great big mic here, and when people hear your wishes, sometimes they're empowered to find a way to unblock. And for my little part, you know, call me. Let me do your chart. Let's see what's up. Let's see what the timing is about.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You got it.
I'd like to express my desire, too,
yes,
which weaves in well with all of this. My desire between Solstice and Lammas is that all of us that desire to be a clearer channel of the light actualize this and become a clearer channel of the light. And for me personally, to draw to myself a healthy, steady income as I edit the first of several of Flash's books yet to be published. That's
blessed
my desire be. For the summer.
Blessed be.
Okay. Blessed be. Well, I think we're in sync.
I think so.
Like everybody's really got some plans. This is excellent.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Ra?
Like I said, I need to learn, and I've got people lined up so I can learn more about the communication business that I'm in, and the radio stations that I own, and then also more about websites, because we may be having one of those come up soon. So
yay.
Yeah. So it's just going to be a summer of learning.
And there's so much. There's so much to learn.
Yeah.
Point yourself in any direction, and you can find a whole bunch.
Right.
And we've been stirring up this circle real good, trying to find all these ways to be creative, to be prosperous, to communicate. And I pulled another couple of cards. Now, has everyone expressed their desires so far?
Yes.
Okay. And has everyone spoken their piece from their elements?
No, I'd like to express mine.
Sure.
I'd bring spirit to this ritual with flowers, and I recommend bringing flowers into your home, into your temple. I experience flowers as removing negative energy and drawing positive energy, lifting up the energy in the space.
Yeah, it's they're
so
wonderful.
Wild. Pandora, I was looking at, while you were speaking, I was staring at these morning glories that I have growing here. I mean, they just caught my eye, and then you've been bringing flowers into your home. And the funny thing is, even funnier, I'm just so impressed that these flowers are blooming on a windowsill in New York City. I mean, there's a highway right outside, you know. So they're always a marvel to me. And every morning there's a new guy or a girl or whoever, you know, blooming.
Oh.
So, yeah.
That's great.
It does bring, it brings great joy. You're right. It's beautiful.
And if there's anywhere it's needed, it's in the cities.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't have the ability to have flowers on your own property, in a window box or wherever, you can go to the store. So the grocery stores sometimes have nice bunches of flowers for not a lot of money. And
right.
I learned from one of my African priestess friends, Omi Aladora, about using the flowers to actually cleanse oneself. You know, some inexpensive flower that you would get at the grocery store, Mums or something, Mums is the word, and you dip them in water, or if you're already in water, you take them and you gently tap yourself all over. And you'd want a flower with a long stem. And not roses, they'll hurt. And, you know, tap, 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 or have someone do that for you. It's a wonderful feeling. Very, very uplifting. Not so great for the flowers, but they're already cut and they're willing. They're three cards, actually, that I drew. And the first one I mentioned about the Two of Pentacles and the goddess Rumor, communication. And we'll have to be reading between the rumors, seeing who's telling what, who's telling the truth. And that is not so easy to find. And the Ace of Cups was the next card that came, and that's about all our water. And it's pure love. And it's so important for us to stay in our hearts. It can't be said enough, because that's really the seat of our wisdom. It's not in our heads. Although there's nothing wrong with a good intellect, and we do need to bring both sides of the brain into function in a balanced way, but the heart knows. And you know, when you go into a situation, you're around this person, you're around this philosophy, or whatever it may be, there's a place in you, in your heart, in your gut, that you just know this is either correct or it is not.
Mm-hmm.
And the more each and every one of us follows that particular formula without fail, life will go on a whole lot better, because we have that ability to sniff out the truth. You know, we don't need, do I trust this one? Do I trust that one? Never mind. Do I trust me?
Right.
If I trust me, I'm ahead of the game. And even trusting yourself, sometimes you can be a little off if your emotions are too mixed in. But you get the brain centered, and you're listening from both sides of the lobes, and you get your gut involved, and you got the truth right in your own hand, without fail, every time. And that's how we're going to cut through the BS that comes around as news from whomever. And we need to be that centered and that on the money, what's going on. And then we won't, you know, we won't fall into those black pits of despair, which is so much what the mainstream is wanting to create for us. The imagery, just the overall scheme of things, is not catering to the well-being of humans or animals or the planet. And I always like to include the animals in there, because they so often get shortchanged.
Right.
So, anyway, if we can follow our heart, boy, that's going to be a whole lot better. And that was followed by the last card, which was strength. And that's a great card. No matter what deck you're using, in my particular deck, the goddess Asherah is the particular deity who is there with the lion. And I chose her for my strength card because any goddess that could get the Hebrew patriarch so riled up that they railed against her day in and day out, they just hated Asherah.
They
so
put
I figured
her in
she
scripture.
Had, yeah, so I figured they that she had some good juice to put into a strength card. And, you know, if you want to look, you see where they're hating. You look to see what they're so afraid of, and you'll find your magic there time after time. So Asherah is my goddess in the strength card. And it's not about brute force. You know, you see there's one guy in Turkey, and he's standing in the park as a standing meditation, as a standing vigil. He's not trying to hurt anybody. He's just saying, I'm here. And there are women all over the world fighting for their rights to be and to not be slaughtered and not to have themselves stoned and all manner of things. So we love the strength card. And we love Asherah for her divinatory abilities and her ability to stand up. And she was a Philistine. Now, talking about words again that get misrepresented. When people want to talk about someone who's crude and uneducated, they'll say, what a Philistine. In fact, the Philistines were much more sophisticated, educated, and deep than the other tribes around the same area. So, again, follow your nose. Keep your ear to the ground, and you're going to know the truth instead of what's showing up as the truth.
Blessed be.
Blessed be. More comments, more comments. We've got a bit more time here. Because I know there's a lot of wisdom sitting around this circle. And I know, Cindy, you've been getting tons from under the waters.
Absolutely, absolutely. I would like to also put in my desire for love and partnership in this life for someone appropriate. I think that would be very nice to create flow in that direction, too, and for creating flow of love to each and every heart on this planet right now, because
must
I think
be.
In reading the energies of the planet, I don't know about y'all, but I've had my ear to the ground for a couple of weeks because of some of the things going on, and we did a massive clearing. I don't know if any of y'all noticed it today, but there was a huge reality shift among the whole planet, and
I felt better
loosening up some of the stuck energies that have been going down and some of the smoke screens that have been going up, and we have been holding this planet very tightly in the arms of love, that it all the negative energies and groups on this planet that don't want the light to come up get to experience the light and get to experience love. And we sent that through the grid today about 3 o'clock. It involved a lot of salt. So anyone who would like to jump in and do sponsorships right now, this is a very auspicious time for us. There's a backlash going on as far as bringing darkness to life. I said life. To life and life on this planet. It's almost like a backlash that's been going on since 2012. And so just hold in your heart that all the grids are intact and golden and creating flows of love and light and knowledge. And this is the perfect time to do it with the height of the solstice.
And that great big moon coming up.
Indeed. Indeed.
Wow. See, the thing about the water, and a lot of astrologers will very simply say, a grand trine, oh, that's so wonderful. And it can be, but you must understand that a whole lot of water needs direction. And we can, with our intention, direct that water so that too much water doesn't become too much of a problem, because it can go that way. So we want to help it go the right way so that that flow is bringing all the good things instead of wiping things out.
Wow, that is so interesting. You say that because we also have been having a lot of rain here in New York.
Right.
The day of
right.
sun and 3 days of rain. And I find that lately I'm so tuned into the rain that I go into this wishy-washy, it just spirit world, which is wonderful a lot of the time, but I wonder how long is it always going to be like this? And it's raining today.
But a lot of the months it will. It's not going to be like this always, but a lot this month.
Okay. That's good. I was wondering also about myself, like can I redirect this flow and start to work with the rain? And it's so interesting, the ritual you did, Cindy, today, that at 3 o'clock I was trying to get my body to the gym and all I wanted to do was take a nap, and I finally just gave into it and I slept for 2 hours, but not really sleep. It was more like a meditative state and allowing things to just be what it was. And so
thank you for joining us.
Yeah.
Really?
I napped then too.
Wow. Right.
That's so cool.
Yeah, well, I napped then too.
We joined probably about 100,000 people in dream time at that time.
Wow. Wow. That is so cool. And that was the one thing I was going to add, is that the strength card, that strength is, and that confidence in what you know, either your body is saying to you or the spirit world is saying to you or you're saying to yourself, or any of these vibrations that we feel, that, again, the world that we live in has not been about tuning into. And
no.
allow what, with that confidence that we say, yes, this is, we know it is, and allowing that confidence to flow. And that's the strength, because then you don't really have to talk about it, even with yourself. You just know that that's something that you do, that it's something that works and that is part of you and it's your strength, and that's it, you know.
Well, you know, the key note of the patriarchy has been to project divinity outwards, to disassociate people from their divine self. That's been the keynote to being able to subjugate the masses. Because if everybody woke up every single morning and I'm the goddess or I'm the god, nobody could pull any of these silly isms over them. nobody would be at the back of any bus. Wouldn't happen.
In this moment, we are declaring our sovereignty, our divinity,
yes.
and our free will.
Hear, hear.
And so it is.
And so it
so
is.
So it be. So it is.
Ashe, aho.
Bella said so too.
Uh-huh. I heard that.
Yep.
Well, this is being an incredibly creative and fruitful cauldron of wisdom that we're creating. And it's neat. We have just enough structure, I think, to pull us together, and so much flow and context with spirit that we're weaving a beautiful tapestry together.
I'll take crackers with my gumbo.
Oh, yeah.
I want my gumbo with no meat. No meat, no fish, nothing.
Different strokes and different dishes.
Yeah.
All one big gumbo.
Yep. Yeah, and with that, we must say prayers for the Gulf.
Oh, yeah.
And the people of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast people, and particularly the tribes that have been so displaced along the Gulf because of the real nasties.
And kudos to the Gulf Coast Barefoot Doctors who are doing their best to get the word out. They even made up kits on detoxing.
Yes.
From the...
The Gulf Plague.
From the oil and then from stuff that was sprayed to get rid of it.
Yeah.
I mentioned the chemtrails that are still alive and well there.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so much.
Ladies, we have 30 seconds.
Well, the circle is open and never broken. Merry meet, merry part, and merry meet again. The circle is open.
Open.
And never broken.
Never broken.
Merry meet, and merry part, and merry meet again.
Merry meet again.
Everybody.
Blessed, blessed be all of us who've been weaving this together today. And possibly the next show could be July 16th or 23rd. Let's communicate about that after the show is over. And bless you people who've been listening. I hope we've given you some good food to chew. Blessed be.
Blessed be.
Aho. Ashe.
Blessed be.